91X News.
It's 13 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Taylor Rankema. Central Hastings OPP were called to a home on Kirby Road for a break and enter yesterday afternoon. Police say sometime after 8 a.m. yesterday, the house was ransacked and thieves made off with two 26-inch flat-screen TVs, 3,500-watt generator, a 6-horsepower boat motor, and multiple hand tools. Anyone with information is asked to contact Central Hastings OPP or Crime Stoppers. And just after midnight on May 1st, Prince Edward OPP responded to a 911 call at a home on Stanley Street in Bloomfield. Officers found a 46-year-old man dead in the home. As a result, 53-year-old Lawrence Markwell of Bloomfield was arrested at the scene. He's being held for a bail hearing at the Ontario Court of Justice in Belleville this afternoon on a charge of second-degree murder. The name of the victim is not yet being released, but anyone with information is asked to contact Prince Edward OPP. Daredevil Nick Willendo will attempt his tightrope walk over the Niagara Gorge on June 15th. He says he doesn't know how he's going to top this.
I've done walks longer, I've done walks higher, I've done walks in the rain that were longer and higher, but none of them will compare to this. This is the walk of my lifetime.
The seventh generation member of the Flying Willendas will attempt to walk across the gorge on a 5-centimeter diameter tightrope. Conrad Black will be allowed to live in his Toronto home again. The Canadian Press has confirmed that the ex-media baron and convicted fraudster will be allowed to return to Canada when he is freed from a Florida prison on Friday. Black has been granted a 1-year temporary resident permit by the federal government. Opposition leader Tom Mulcair says that for the Harper government to okay the return of a man who renounced his Canadian citizenship and has become a convicted felon shows double standards and special treatment. The Taliban have announced their annual spring offensive hours after claiming responsibility for an attack in Afghanistan earlier today. Sagar Milani has the story.
The attack on a foreigner's housing compound in Kabul was the second major assault in the Afghan capital in less than 3 weeks, just 2 hours after President Obama left Afghanistan.
They made it into a location that they targeted, detonated their bombs.
German Brigadier General Carsten Jakobsen, the coalition military's top spokesman, the assault was followed by the Taliban announcing their annual offensive will begin tomorrow. It comes each year when the winter snows melt. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A Toronto couple who pleaded guilty to the murder of a 7-year-old girl in their care have been sentenced to life in prison. 50-year-old Warren Johnson and 33-year-old Donna Irving will have no chance of parole for 15 years. Court heard that Caitlin Sampson had 70 injuries on her body when she was found dead in 2008. Police say Johnson and Irving, who were the girl's guardians, beat her for months until she went into septic shock. The case drew outrage, and the province has since toughened the rules requiring background checks for those applying to be guardians. At least 11 people in Egypt have been killed by armed attackers near the Defense Ministry building in Cairo. Reporter Mark Levy says at least 50 protesters were wounded in the attack.
Unidentified thugs attacked demonstrators in front of the Egyptian Defense Ministry. The protesters want the military to hand power back to civilians here. It was the bloodiest confrontation involving anti-government protesters here for months.
Many of the protesters are supporters of an ultra-conservative Islamist who was thrown out of the presidential race because of eligibility rules. A hang glider pilot arrested in a deadly weekend gliding accident in BC's Fraser Valley will be in court later today. 50-year-old William Orders has been in custody since Monday. He was charged with obstruction of justice. And while police say that he's only accused of withholding key evidence in their investigation, there are reports that key evidence was a digital memory card. Court documents suggest that the card may have come from an onboard camera that recorded the fatal glide and that the pilot tried to obstruct justice by swallowing it. Lenami Godinez Avila fell 300 meters to her death while riding tandem with the experienced pilot. It won't be the last we hear from Newt Gingrich, but his presidential campaign officially shuts down today. ABC's Vic Ratner reports from Washington.
5 months can be a lifetime in politics from a supremely confident Newt Gingrich last December.
The odds are very high I'm going to be the nominee.
To a more realistic Newt now.
I'll be officially suspending the campaign.
His campaign millions of dollars in debt. Gingrich won just 2 states, South Carolina and Georgia. The former House Speaker now concedes that Mitt Romney's nomination is all but certain. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
And a 24-year-old San Diego college student nearly died after he was left for 5 days in a holding cell with no food or water. Daniel Chong was taken into custody during a drug raid on April 21st at a friend's house. Chong says drug enforcement agents told him that he was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time and that he would be let go, but he was put in a holding cell to await his release.
They pretty much ignored me right away. As soon as they said they're going to let me go, that door never opened and never got released.
Chong says he was forced to drink his own urine to survive. And it must have been a wild ride. Japanese media say a Harley-Davidson motorcycle that was lost in last year's tsunami has washed up on the coast of British Columbia, about 6,400 kilometers away. The rusted bike was found in a large white container where its owner had kept it. Peter Mark, who found the container washed ashore, said he couldn't believe that something like that could make it all the way across the Pacific. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports and weather are next after this.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Loyalist College's new continuing education lineup is full of exciting distance education programs to help you expand your career opportunities. You can pursue a certificate or diploma with a schedule that meets your needs. Check out internet applications and web development, food service worker, medical or veterinary office administration, legal assistant, and geriatric and dementia studies. Visit LoyalistFocus.com for a complete listing of courses and programs. Don't be disappointed. Register now. Loyalist. My college, my future.
91X Sports. In the NHL last night, New Jersey hardly missed Ilya Kovalchuk. David Clarkson and Adam Larson scored their first goals of the playoffs as the Devils dropped the Philadelphia Flyers 4-1. Kovalchuk missed the game with a lower body injury. He led the Devils in points during the regular season. The second-round series is now tied at a game apiece. Alexander Radulov and Andrei Kostitsyn will sit out tonight as Nashville faces the Phoenix Coyotes. The Predators have suspended their two forwards for a violation of team rules, but would not elaborate on what rules were broken. The Montreal Canadiens have found their new general manager, according to a report from the Chicago Tribune. The newspaper says that Blackhawks assistant GM Marc Bergevin will be named to the post. The Montreal native Bergevin would take over from the fired Pierre Gauthier after a disastrous past season for the Canadiens. In world hockey, Patrick Sharp scored the winner in the second period as Canada defeated Switzerland 4-2 in its final exhibition game before the World Hockey Championship. John Tavares and Andrew Ladd gave Canada a 2-0 lead before the Swiss tied it up. Sharp assisted on Jeff Skinner's empty-netted goal. A former teammate took the stand at Roger Clemens' perjury trial. Terry Bodlander has the story.
Andy Pettitte has admitted using human growth hormone, and he told a federal court that Clemens, his longtime friend, mentor, and workout partner, told him about a dozen years ago that he had taken HGH. Clemens has disputed Pettitte's recollection of that conversation, saying that Pettitte misremembers. Pettitte also testified that when he broached the subject 5 years later, Clemens said, "What are you talking about?" that it was his wife who had used HGH. Clemens is charged with lying to Congress when he said he never used steroids or HGH. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
In the MLB last night, Canadian Brett Laurie hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning as Toronto beat the Texas Rangers 8-7. They rallied from being down 5-0 to beat the team with the best record in all of baseball. Laurie says he was determined to hit a homer.
I was just locked in. I was just okay. You know, this is, you know, you can't give away these at-bats. These are big at-bats, trying to help my guys out and just trying to get on and help the team. And, you know, those are just ones that you just kind of get pumped up for and kind of get ready to go.
It's done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall. It's telling that girl she the one for me.
There they go, Packing stadiums as Shady spits his flow. Nuts they go, macadamia, they go so ballistic, whoa. He can make them look like bozos. He's wondering if he should spit this slow. Fuck no, go for broke, his cup just runneth over, oh no. He ain't had him a buzz like this since the last time that he overdosed. They've been waiting patiently for Pinocchio to poke his nose. Back into the game and they know rap will never be the same as before. Bashing in the brains of these hoes and establishing a name as he goes. The passion and the flame is ignited, you can't put it out once we light it. This shit is exactly what the fuck that I'm talking about when we riot. You dealing with a few true villains who stand inside of the boots who spilling and spit true feelings until our two feelings come flying up out of our mouths, never mind it. Payback, motherfucker, for the way that you got at me, how's it taste? When I slap the taste out of your mouth with the bass so loud that it shakes the place. I'm Hannibal Lecter, so just in case you're thinking of saving face, you ain't gonna have no face to save by the time I'm through with this place, so Drake.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at